If you have a prescription from your doctor for a medicine, you most likely have to go no further than your local pharmacy to get it filled. But a Brisbane man and his mother have had to hop a flight and head to Canada to get a prescribed medicine, in this case medicinal cannabis, needed to control debilitating seizures. Medicinal cannabis has been legal for about 18 months and it's spawned a multi-million dollar industry in that time. But those who need it say that it's still too hard to get access to the medicine. George Roberts reports.
Please keep your bags with you.
At Brisbane's International Airport, 19-year-old Lindsay Carter isn't your average traveller.
It's not easy, you know. It's hard just to pack my bags and go.
This trip is neither business nor pleasure, but necessity.
There's just too much trouble here. It becomes way too hard once I've run out of my meds to get a new supply.
Lindsay Carter was the first person in Queensland to be legally prescribed cannabis to control debilitating seizures caused by a tumour on the left frontal lobe of his brain, but it can still take months to get the medicine when he needs it. He spoke to Triple J's Hack program before boarding a flight to Canada.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot easier to just be able to go to the dispensaries and pick out, like, I want this bud because it helps this way. In this oil because it helps this way, or this topical because it helps in all these different ways. Those are just three options out of hundreds that we have over there that we don't have here.
Rhys Cohen is the Senior Project Officer from Sydney University's Lambert Institute for Cannabinoid Therapeutics. He says there's lots of problems with the process.
First of all, there's the willingness of doctors to prescribe medical cannabis. One of the reasons why doctors aren't comfortable prescribing medical cannabis is because of the relative lack of research around these products and obviously a lack of education for health professionals about medical cannabis, but also the quite imposing bureaucratic processes that are required to, you know, the hoops that people need to jump through or doctors need to jump through in order to get a prescription for their patient.
The legalisation of medicinal cannabis at a federal level was meant to remove those hoops. Rhys Cohen again.
A failure in the system. Unfortunately, what has happened is that all the states and territories have jumped on board with their own level of legislation and regulation, duplicating federal processes almost always in a way that is more onerous, more time-consuming and more difficult for patients and doctors to navigate.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says...
Minister Hunt welcomes the progress made at the COAG Health Council, with all health ministers agreeing to adopt a new streamlined approval process.
Lindsay Carter and his mother, Lene, can't wait for that to happen.
He needs medicine efficiently and reliably, and he can't afford to be left waiting for medicine.
Lene Carter, whose son Lindsay was prescribed medicinal cannabis for seizures. George Roberts and Stephen Stockwell compiled that report.